Richard Ray with Durham skipper Paul Collingwood. Paul, a disappointing end, but an awful lot of positives to take from the first 2 days.
Yeah, of course. You know, from the cricket that we did play in this match was very good, high standards. And that's kind of the benchmark we want to stick to. And look, all the way back to the Derby game that we played probably over a month ago. The last 2 days of that game were exceptional, and so you could safely say the last 4 days that we played in four-day cricket have been to the standards that we want to try to keep to for the rest of the season and the longer version of the game. You know, Cameron Steele is a very young lad who's developing all the time, and you can see the different shots that he's developed. The pull shot, he didn't have a pull shot at the start of the year, so you know, things like that, to see a guy who has the ambition and the motivation, the dedication, whatever you want to call it, to score big runs. Coming out of T20 cricket, it can be very hard. Mm. You know, with the rhythm of T20 cricket, and then coming into 4 day cricket, I thought we ticked a lot of good boxes this week.
And good to have finally have Tom back. Showed what a class act he is. Basically at the top of the order. Great for September, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, he really did show his class, and again, he hasn't had a lot of you know, time to practice in the nets and to get any kind of form going, but you know, he looked as though he'd been playing all season, and you know, you can see the power in his stroke play as well. Is good for the rest of the season. So very calm and influence in the dressing room as well. You know, to have another kind of experienced international player in the dressing room is vital for us, and it's good character to have around as well. So, you know, when your team gets you off to a start like those two did, it'll put you in very strong positions.
And a word for young Matty Potts as well. Looked a real prospect. Swung the ball both ways, moved it.
Yeah,
charged
I'm,
in.
I've been very excited with Potts since he's made it. I hadn't seen much of him before he made his debut, but you know, what I've seen in the last few games is very exciting for the future, not just for England under-19s, and it's exciting for us, and great to see that he's committed to the club as well. You know, to have these guys who are strong youngsters and who've got good skills like that, it's very exciting.
It was always likely, I guess, to be a season of transition in that respect, but the way it's going must be, as you've used the word, exciting, but it must be exciting as well to see these boys coming through, local boys as well, and it looks like the future's really bright for the club.
Well, yeah, you're right in what you say. The one thing that we've had to focus on this year is not the immediate future. Let's you know, look further down the line and develop players. You know, unless something ridiculous happened, we were never really going to get promoted. So we took the opportunity to get more youngsters into the side and give them a lot more, you know, exposure to pressure situations. And hopefully you see them develop. And, you know, this year we will do as much as that as possibly can with still trying to win. I mean, that's the top and bottom, but you still want to win games of cricket, but hopefully we can get a lot of experience under the belts and see these guys develop, and so far I'm seeing some really good signs. Yeah.